gorgeous morning. I'm up in Northumberland, a place called Beadnell Bay, which is just stunning. Beautiful white beaches that go on for miles. And it's a pretty rare holiday. We don't go away very much. When we do, we tend to stay in the UK. And this is just amazing. We came here last year and I'm genuinely shocked at how beautiful it is. And we've been lucky with the weather, or we chose good weeks or whatever. But it's been red hot, clear blue skies, clean beaches. You can be 100 metres from the next person on the beach. You can also be 20 metres from the next person on the beach. Depends what time you go and where you go. But anyway, it gives you time to think. And one thing I've been mulling on recently is that I gave a presentation. And it wasn't a downbeat presentation at all, but it was a presentation about challenges and environmental kind of trends. And not all environmental, population technology, all of that kind of, that sort of stuff that I do on forecasting. And there's one guy in the audience who was really uncomfortable. And his whole discomfort was based around the fact that, well, he came out and said, every generation things get better and it will always be thus. And it's really interesting. It completely floored me because I've not heard that for decades. And his kind of blind faith in science was something that I'm not used to. And so I had to check myself. And then I thought, well, maybe he's right. Maybe things do get better. And a quick look at the stats indicates that clearly that's not true. So obesity, diabetes, employment, skills, climate change, all of these things show a worsening, not a getting better. But right there in one question is the problem. That generation, he was older than me, that generation, expect continued growth, continued improvement, science to sort out our problems. And it's that kind of thinking that's led us to the problems that we face today. And I'm not saying that we'll not be happy, and I'm not saying that we won't be okay. In the end, everything will be fine, I feel certain. But it was just this kind of salutary boom that we're better than our parents, aren't we? And I thought, well, no. Financially, employment-wise, environmentally, we're probably not. And we're probably the first generation where that's happened. Anyway, gave me lots to think about. But I'm not spending any more time thinking about it. I'm off to Berwick-upon-Tweed, which is absolutely stunning. But a little less sun today. I'm looking like a slapped lobster at the moment. Adios.